Scraping ice off your car window is a sure sign that winter is coming. And while hunting is in full swing, so is fishing. If you enjoy a fish fry, this is a great time of year to get out for perch. Or if you're a trophy hunter, there's no better time to go musky hunting. Either way, it won't be long before we're cutting ice holes. So take full advantage while you still can.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Tom Brook from the OFAH discusses recently introduced research that reveals answers to the question, do fish feel pain? John Ward from Camillus Knives and Cuda Cutlery drops in to talk about the importance of quality tools in the outdoors. Plus, MNRF News, the win, a Yamaha Alumacraft contest, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030. Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. You know, fish are fish. They're not humans or mammals. They live in a completely different physical and mental world. Yet there are still groups claiming that fish feel pain and experience fear when they're being angled. An OFAH analysis of the literature on this topic found a recent scientific review, which exposes the deficiencies and misinterpretations of claims that fish feel pain. You know, I've always wondered what it would be like to be a fish and eating different types of food and that sort of thing. For example, a sunfish being eaten by a larger fish. I know when I've handled sunfish in the past, their spines are very, very sharp. And I could never imagine getting something like that in my mouth without feeling or experiencing some sort of pain. In fact, not only that, but what it would feel like for a fish to be eaten by another fish. Well, certainly it is a question that we've probably all asked ourselves from time to time, and that is, do fish feel pain? And I mean, do they feel pain the way that we feel pain? And joining us today is Tom Brook from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters to talk a little bit about some research that is that addresses the fish pain. Tom, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks very much for having me again.
Yeah, welcome back. So when did this research come out?
So this research was published in 2014 by Rose et al. So this is kind of a group of researchers from an international group of researchers.
Okay, so a bunch of people got together, and where was it all done? Where was this research all done?
I believe some of the researchers were coming from Australia, some from Europe, and there's Canadian researchers as well.
Yeah, Steve Cook being one?
Steve Cook is one of the contributing authors, yeah.
Yeah, so and tell the listeners a little bit about Steve Cook, at least what we know about him.
he's a professor at Carleton University. He runs a conservation, like a fisheries conservation lab there. He's a very active fisheries scientist in Canada, and lots of recent contributions to the American Fisheries Society, et cetera.
Right. And you know what? I guess when I really think of it for face value, what, you know, do fish feel pain? Well, I don't know. Does that matter to me? Do cows feel pain? But when you really think about it, the research will set straight a lot of myths and a lot of things that people may have thought beforehand. What exactly did they do? Did they actually do any physical science, or is this kind of a collection of predetermined science that they've gone through?
I think it was a bit of a combination of both. A lot of it was based on some earlier research that had been done that showed that fish did, in fact, experience pain. And what they appeared to want to do with this research was to kind of address that paper and clarify some of the misconceptions that it might have kind of stirred up, I suppose.
Right. So there was a need to bring this out because somebody in the past had come out and said, fish actually do feel some degree of pain. So how was this research how was it all compiled?
Well, like I mentioned, some of it was kind of secondary research where they had done some review of this previous work, and they had actually repeated some of the studies to see if they got the same results. In kind of the main basis for the paper, though, is just like I said, kind of clarifying some of these sort of misconceptions or I guess clarifying the issue a little bit, the actual definition of what we're talking about when we're talking about pain, at least from a kind of a research perspective.
Yeah, you know? Like I was saying, if a fish eats a sunfish and those the dorsal fin spikes in their mouth, do they feel pain? Or does the sunfish feel pain when it's being eaten?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this something, you know, because in a lot of cases, as we know in the underwater world, fish are eaten alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually swallowed down the throat of another fish.
Yep.
So this research is showing what? They are or they aren't?
Well, again, it kind of comes down to the definition of what you're looking at. So what they wanted to, I think, up front, what they wanted to kind of show was that pain, even human pain, is more of a conscious state. So what they're meaning there is you actually have to have self-consciousness. You have to be self-aware to be able to experience pain, because some pain's totally subjective. And you can be experiencing pain without having any actual symptoms.
You know what it's like? It's like when, well, my kids are growing up now, but when they were little, and they would fall down, and the first thing you would know when they fall down is not to react in a negative way,
mm-hmm.
because they would start crying, and they would feel upset, they would feel pain. They would, but if you didn't, you know, react in a scared way, they would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of that self-awareness
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, or when you cut yourself or something like that, and it doesn't hurt until you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. So you've cut yourself, you don't realize you've done it. That's that awareness thing. Now you can visually see
mm-hmm.
that you're cut.
So the flip side of this is, you know, fish have they have a nervous system. They have nerve endings. They have a brain. So they have most of the tools to detect what in this paper is called noxious stimuli. So that would be like something sticking in your mouth or cutting you or biting you or an increase in pressure. So it's not necessarily a feeling, but again, like a stimulation, something that would, they classify as noxious, not good.
Yes.
And so this previous research was looking at noxious stimuli and how fish respond to it, not necessarily looking at how the fish experiences it. The fact that, or even the question as to whether or not the fish has the tools, being its brain, to be self-aware and to know that it's in pain.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So when the dentist puts freezing in my gums, and I drool, which is it's quite an image to portray, but it doesn't mean that I'm reacting to pain or feeling pain. It just means that I'm having a reaction to that stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a little different.
And it was interesting to, like, some of the work that they did was looking at blood physiology, and they were looking at a fish that was angled, so it had a hook set in its mouth, and it, you know, was fought on a rod line. And when it was landed, they processed the blood, and they look at that and they compare it against, like, baseline resting fish kind of values. And what they were showing was that the actual hook set didn't cause that much of a disturbance. It was the exercise that really caused the disturbance. It was the buildup of lactic acid in the muscle.
So the stressor, no different if the fish was being chased by a predator or if it was frightened by a sudden noise or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was lines. The exercise, the level of exercise that really caused the most disturbance.
We will return with more from Tom Brook and the latest research on fish sensory after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink, Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Fishing and hunting, why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition, it's a passion, it's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Tom Brook from the OFAH on recent research on whether fish feel pain or not.
Right, and I think as anglers we've probably come across or noted different situations where we can see that fish definitely don't feel pain like we do. Fishing with a friend of mine for a bass one day, and I hooked the bass and it broke my line. And my friend cast his line in there, and he caught the fish that right afterwards, and I got my lure back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that if that fish felt pain the way we thought, the last thing on its mind would be to feed.
Another example that was used was on a lot of Dr. Cook's research is looking at radio telemetry. So he's done a lot of surgery on fish and implanted radio tags. And so it's a pretty invasive surgery. There's like actually an incision into the body cavity, and then there's a tag inserted, and they suture the fish closed. And the fish swims away after the anesthetic wears off. And, you know, if you were to look at a mammal or a person, if you just had like an open body surgery.
Yeah, it wouldn't be just swimming away.
No, or feeding. And they're like the amount of time it takes for them to return to feed, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it was like a relatively short amount of time for
probably
that type
of... Probably
within
a day, I'd bet.
Yeah. Yeah. And it varied, but it varied mostly depending on the type of anesthetic or the level of at which they were, you know, knocked out basically.
Right.
So
right.
That really affected the recovery more than the actual surgery.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, obviously we have a central nervous system, and we can, you know, if you put your finger on the stove,
mm-hmm.
which I've done before, Tom, mm-hmm. believe it or not. And you feel heat,
mm-hmm.
your central nervous system, it sends a message to your brain, which promptly comes back, says, take your finger off of the stove. Mm-hmm. It also gives, you also have a sensory that says, put a Band-Aid on your finger. If and I know I've already talked about a sunfish getting eaten by a larger fish, but if a smaller fish is bitten by a turtle, for instance, does that fish... Obviously, is it going to know it's in? Is it going to say, "Well, geez, I better fix that. I better go see the doctor or something"? I mean, I guess it sounds a little silly, but this research kind of looks into that.
Yeah, and I think personally, it was one of the things that really kind of convinced me as to what the researchers were trying to get across. It was if you look at it from kind of an evolutionary perspective, and evolution's all about pressures, so. If something's pressured in a specific way, if a moth is a really light color and it lives in a really dark environment, it's going to be picked off and picked off. And eventually you're going to notice that moth species is going to start to change color a little bit. It's going to start to follow suit, and because its darker brothers and sisters are going to be the ones that survive because they're not so obvious to the things feeding on them.
Right.
In the same sense... Fish, they live in a really, really hostile environment. And if a fish is bitten or it's wounded or something like that, it doesn't really help it to feel pain in the way that we would, where we would go and we would remove ourselves from the situation as fast as possible, but we would have to rest up. We would have to heal ourselves. We'd have to take ourselves...
Yeah.
You know, out of that dangerous environment.
You have a conscious idea of there's something wrong here. Yeah.
But you know, without that, the fish continues to feed, and it continues to move, and it continues to exist as best as it can with the goal of just surviving. If it didn't have that, or if it felt pain in the way that we experience pain, it would be immediately destroyed. It would be eaten. It would die. It lives in an extremely dangerous environment,
yeah.
filled with predators and
it
filled
would derail
with...
its ability to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. So the instant that, you know, it fed on something that was painful, it would be gone.
So in evolutionary terms, for a fish to feel pain would be detrimental to its very survival.
That it made sense to me, and that's what really convinced me, honestly.
Makes sense to me too. So is this research available to the public?
It is. It is. So we have it posted on our website, or we have a link to it posted on our website. We have a small informational pamphlet that we also developed, just kind of to break it down into, just a quick and easy guide to what they were, what the researchers were trying to get across. And so that, as I mentioned, is on our website. So it's... called Do Fish Feel Pain? And it's on the fishery section of our website.
So the fishery section of the OFAH website,
yes.
So OFAH.org.
Yeah.
Go to the fishery section and look under Do Fish Feel Pain, and you'll find this research posted there. Some good reading.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's definitely worth the read. And again, what we were trying to get across here was just the fact that when we're talking about managing fish, we shouldn't be using, we shouldn't be anthropomorphizing them. We should be, you know, respecting them for what they are. They're fish, and they don't experience the world in the way that we do. And, you know, we shouldn't be using our feelings to manage the populations of fish.
Yeah, no, you know what? And I can see where that type of conveyance is misleading. for us to see it that way. And I know that I think that my little dog is like a person sometimes, you know. I talk to her and that sort of thing. I'm a little crazy though, Tom. So but certainly, and you know, you've got fish in an aquarium, it's the same thing, but in reality they are different. And they're also good to eat too.
They are exactly.
So great information there again, ofah.org, and go to the fishery section. Do fish feel pain? And Tom, thank you so much for coming out today.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Fish regularly eat prey that should be painful to eat, such as zebra mussels, without any apparent effect. Some fish even eat sand and stones while feeding. Catch and release studies have shown over and over again that angled fish experience long-term survival. Tagged fish are frequently caught multiple times. Studies show that stress levels in fish can increase from being chased by predators, spawning, or being angled. These are normal reactions to stimuli, not conscious fear, and do not affect the fish's long-term survival. Fish have reflexes that unconsciously react to stimuli to help them escape, and they can learn to avoid situations leading to such stimuli. But the learning is not based on pain or fear. We will be right back with John Ward from Camillus Knives and Cuda Cutlery after these words from our sponsors.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offers for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, the importance of quality tools in the outdoors cannot be stressed enough. And joining us today is John Ward from Camillus Knives and Cuda Cutlery.
So this year I was fishing in the Canada US Walleye Tournament, and prior to the tournament, I was cutting my braided fishing line with some fingernail clippers that I probably extorted from my wife. and they were good. They were cutting this braid perfectly. And I thought, well, I don't need to bring any fancy stuff out. Well, I'll just bring this and it'll do fine. Well, by day two, those fingernail clippers had grooves so deep in them that they wouldn't cut anything. They wouldn't even cut monoline. And I think that is indicative of using equipment that isn't up for the task. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about cutlery, I want to talk about knives, and I want to talk about tools in the outdoors and how important it is to have the right tool for the right job. So I couldn't have thought of anybody better than John Ward from Cuda and Camillus, obviously Hackney, to come down and say hi. So, hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Randy. Great to be here again. Thank you.
Yeah, so obviously a good pair of scissors. And you know what? And not to take anything away from dollar stores, if you go to the dollar store and buy a pair of scissors, they're not going to cut that braid too long, are they?
No, they're definitely not. And that is our one of our core specialties is scissors. And we make them for everything from poultry, cutting poultry, to cutting fabrics at fabric stores, to ribbons when they launch an ocean liner.
Yeah.
And they need to cut the ribbon, and you need a pair of scissors that are 3 feet long.
When you're launching the Ranger for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want a pair of 3-footers, we have those. So everything cutting, and then the technology that we employ, aside from just the steel itself and the scissors, is our titanium bonding, and that's what give our cutting instruments such a great edge that lasts a long time. In the scissor brand, you know, our scissor brand in the office products world is called Westcott.
Right.
And okay. In the hunting world, we brand it under Camillus because that's our hunting brand. And then our scissors for cutting line and doing fish are obviously branded under Cuda. But we are the largest scissor manufacturer in the world, and we know how to cut things. So yeah. When you talk about braid in the Cuda line, our best-selling product so far in the infancy of Cuda is our small braid shears, our small braid scissors.
It's really difficult for anglers to find good quality scissors to cut this. This braid is, through technology, getting so good. And I mean, when you think about it, John, some of the situations we fish in, I remember one, it was a while ago, but we had practiced a spot on Rice Lake, which there's a big tournament coming up there next year, so I don't want to let out too many of my secrets. But I can tell you that the zebra mussels were so thick in there that you would hook a fish, and these bass don't have teeth, but the monofilament would just slice off. So we're using super lines, these super braids, and to be able to cut that line with a pair of scissors, I mean, a zebra mussel can't cut it. 23 pounds of largemouth in one day. We had 23.10 pounds. I can tell you, without a good pair of scissors and braid, wasn't going to happen. That simple.
Yeah, and it's frustrating when you're trying to cut braid with something that's not terribly good at cutting, because it frays it.
It frays it, yes.
And then, you know, you're dealing with the tag end at your knot, and it's frayed, and it's not great. So
yeah, you're compromising its strength and its integrity and all that type of thing.
Yep.
So moving on to knives, I mean, knives are, you know what, in a way, knives are like firearms. They're as individual as the people that use them. And I was recently at a big sale at East Hill Outdoors. And I guess if you probably know me pretty well by now, just to stand around and talk to people isn't enough. I got behind the knife counter because there was nobody there and noticed that Camillus knives were there and started talking to the customers and their needs and that sort of thing. And man, diverse needs. One person would pick up a knife and love it, and another person would say, no, I like this one better. How do you get past that? I mean, how do you know as a person that this knife is right for me?
Yeah, and I don't think you do get past that. We get that at SHOT Show and every other show that we go to, exactly the same thing. One person will say, that's my favorite knife, and the person standing right next to them will say, well, that knife over there is my favorite. Everybody prefers a different steel, a different handle material, handle configuration, texture on the handle. You know, what's comfortable to one person is not to another. And I think with our line, we're now starting to get some real breadth to the line. And we've pretty much got a knife now for everybody, whether you're a survivalist or a hunter, or you prefer the tactical type knives.
We will return with more from Camillus Knives and Cuda Cutlery after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030. Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offers for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with John Ward from Camillus Knives and Cuda Cutlery on the importance of quality and tools in the outdoors.
Obviously, machetes are one of our biggest sellers, and that's becoming tremendously popular. We honestly cannot figure out where all these machetes are going.
I have one.
Yeah.
And I use it.
And they're terrific. You know, if you've got an ATV or you've got an Argo and you want to find a great spot for your Camillus machete or your Camillus hatchet, strap it right to the brush guard or on your ATV to the front or the back rack. And then it's always there. You're going down a trail and some branches have fallen on your trail. You know, get out and you can clean it up really quick. And if you've got a couple of them strapped to your machine like we do, we have this property now, the Camillus Test Property.
Yeah, the test facilities. And I've heard about that.
Yeah, so our Northern Canadian Test Facility is where we take all of our new products and, you know, we get to hack away at maples and firs and pines and whatever else.
Clearing branches for your tree stand.
Absolutely. We're creating shooting lanes and we're trying to put tree stands up, so we need to take a few branches off when we do that. And we have them strapped to the Yamaha and to the Argo, and when you've got multiple guys out there, you actually want to have multiple machetes on the machine. So we have one on the left front bumper and one on the right front bumper, and then where the gun rack is, we have a hatchet, and then we have one of our new M12, it's called a bayonet, but it's almost like a triple spear-headed type thing that you could actually tie to a long stick.
And the machetes I found to be very useful. Something as simple as a folding knife can get you out of a lot of trouble. It can do something like cut a little bit of tinder to make a fire, you know, if you happen to get yourself in trouble. And trust me, these things aren't planned. Maybe you're in the woods. Maybe you fall and hurt yourself. You need to spend the night in the woods. A fire is going to get you through, and it's going to get you through alive. A small folding knife could help you with that. Another thing I noticed at that sale that was very, very popular was the, what are they called? The multi-tools.
Yes.
And these things are really handy. They kind of put me back to, you know, I remember getting a knife from my great-grandfather when he passed away. My great-grandmother gave me his knife, and it had a spoon on it and a fork and all these different things. And I think a multi-tool is really the evolution of that. That's where that's come from. And pliers, man, what can you tell us about these multi-tools and why we should have one?
Yeah, well, I think, like you say, when you're out there in the bush, you're concerned about two things: having the tools you need, but trying to keep the weight down. And when we're developing our new tools, we try and keep that weight thing in mind. And we've got a couple tools that are coming to market in the next year. And you'll see, it's pretty obvious when you look at them that there's a real effort to keep the weight on them down. So whether you're having to, you know, if you're hunting sheep in the Rocky Mountains and you're having to go up a hill from your base camp to even just walking a trail, you know, for a day
yeah.
in your backpack. You want to have everything that you need, but you need to have the weight down. So we're designing our tools for that and putting as much functionality in the tool as we can.
And really worth looking at, eh?
I can
think of one occasion where I did a little bit of work in the morning and I went out for a hunt and I got a sliver in my finger. No big deal. So I got a sliver in my finger. But trying to enjoy hunting while you've got a sliver in your finger is impossible. It sticks in your head. It won't leave. And yet some of these multi-tools have tweezers. They have very fine pliers in them, something that could easily resolve something. And that's a small thing, but it can be a big thing because it takes all of your focus off of your enjoyment, and it can rectify that.
Absolutely. And we have a tool right now as well that has a very small, so it's a fairly lengthy folding knife, has multiple knives, but also a little folding saw in it. So, you know, there's been lots of times, I'm sure you've been up in your tree stand.
It's I have one of those.
That branch is just not in the right spot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem if the animal comes out in the shooting lane. So you can, you know, stand up and carefully reach over and take that branch off with your saw.
Yeah, they work nice.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's something that can fit right in your pocket. It's just not a big saw.
And another good survival tool. And, you know, some of you may have been hunting for forever, for longer than I've been hunting or John. But you know as well as I do that one time that you don't plan something to go wrong, you like to be prepared for it. Now, you mentioned an Argo earlier on. Have you given away an Argo yet?
No, but we are.
I was wondering if maybe I won. That's all. No.
Very shortly, we'll be giving that Argo away. It'll be taken down to SHOT Show in Vegas again this year.
Okay.
And anybody can enter. You
so
don't have to buy.
Can still enter then?
You can still enter. Go to CamillusKnives.com or CamillusKnives.ca.
Okay.
And you don't have to buy anything. You can just enter. And boy, I'll tell you, with this new testing facility we have in Canada here, Argo was very, very kind and enabled us to purchase one for our test facility. So we purchased the sister machine.
Okay.
And I had no idea how incredible these things are.
They'll go through, if for you listeners who aren't familiar with Argos, what are they, 6 or 8 wheel drive?
Yeah, this one is 4 wheels on each side, so it's an 8 wheel drive.
8 wheel drive. You come to a lake, you know what? Just keep driving. They'll just go through everything.
Yeah, I can go right through my beaver pond and through deep mud, and even the steepness of the hills, I'm amazed at because the center of gravity is so low in them. Those gears and chains are all in the bottom of the unit.
Yeah.
And man, it's amazing. So if you know you need to take your chainsaw, your tree stands out, you're throwing a bear, a deer in the back, they're terrific. They really are. Yeah.
So don't forget, you can go to Camillus.ca.
CamillusKnives.ca and enter and have a great chance at winning a phenomenal machine. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to have to get me up to this test facility. Maybe I'll trade you off a trip. I've got some property up in Minden. Probably more of the same stuff you have, but maybe it's one of these days when we get some spare time.
We'll do a trade for sure, and you can come and you can beat on our tools. We'll take a bunch of our tools out, and you and I will chop and hack and beat on them as good as we can.
We'll cut some firewood with some machetes.
Yes, and then hopefully we'll get lucky and we'll take an animal.
Yeah.
And then we can get some little brown packages out of that.
Yeah, we could use some new videos for hunter education, that's for sure. Well, thanks for taking some time out, John. I know you're really busy, and thank you for supporting the Federation of Anglers and Hunters. We certainly do appreciate it, and we also appreciate you appreciating our efforts.
I very much do. You're a great organization. We're so pleased to be with you guys, and thank you, Randy, for having us in.
We will return with MNRF News and the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your MNRF News. $42,000 in fines for trafficking in American ginseng. Two Southern Ontario men have been fined a total of $42,000 under the Endangered Species Act for trafficking in American ginseng. One man pleaded guilty and was fined $17,500 for possessing American ginseng and $17,500 for buying it.
He was placed on probation for 5 years and forfeited 578 American ginseng roots, a cell phone, and an electronic scale to the Crown. The other man pleaded guilty and was fined $3,160 for picking American ginseng and $3,160 for selling live ginseng roots. He was placed on 2 years probation and forfeited $680 that was previously seized by the Crown. The court heard that on July 9, 2015, conservation officers from the Bancroft Enforcement Unit with the Ministry's Regional Ginseng Task Team and Provincial Intelligence and Investigation Section were conducting surveillance in the Gilmore area to identify individuals involved in picking, selling, and buying American ginseng. When one man was stopped by the conservation officers, it was discovered he possessed a large quantity of ginseng, which the officers seized. Further investigation revealed that the other man was involved in selling the ginseng. Justice of the Peace Ernie Parsons heard the case in the Ontario Court Justice Bancroft on October 6, 2015. American ginseng is a perennial herb that is highly valued by some medicinal purposes. As a result of overharvesting and the destruction of ginseng habitat, it is listed as endangered in Ontario under the Endangered Species Act and cannot be taken from the wild, possessed, bought, or sold. To report a natural resources violation, call MNRF Tips Line at 1-877-847-7667, toll-free anytime, or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477. The OPP is asking for hunter assistance in locating a missing person. The OPP are asking for help from hunters and residents in Halliburton in finding a missing 42-year-old man. David Palmer of Bowmanville was last seen on October 2nd. Palmer is described as a 6-foot-tall, 280-pound man with brown hair and blue eyes. He suffers from personal health problems and requires medication. He has never gone missing before. A vehicle believed to be Palmer's, a brown 2002 Honda Accord, license plate number BWC-Z783, was located on October 16th in a rural area just northeast of Halliburton. Concerned for his safety, police are hoping that hunters, many of whom have an intimate knowledge of the region's topography, can help them locate Palmer. They are also asking, should hunters notice any obvious changes in the overall landscape or find any suspicious items in the area, that they contact police and not touch any of the items. Similarly, police are asking anyone who may have observed the aforementioned vehicle between October 2nd and October 14th, or who locates Palmer, to call 911 immediately. We had a record response to our win, a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package, so we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV-1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is warranty. It's a great time of year for hunting and fishing. Moose hunting, stream fishing, and for many of us, deer camp is just around the corner. This year, I encourage you to share your experiences with me. It could be a big fish story, some interesting history about your hunt camp, or whatever you like to share. Cast me a line, randy@ahradio.ca.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or WRBOradio.com.